Park 51, an Islamic community and cultural center in Lower Manhattan, opened its doors yesterday. The project, known colloquially in some circles as the Ground Zero Mosque, sparked an intense uproar a year ago. Remember that? So it came as a bit of a surprise that the grand opening went off last night. You didn't know, did you? With little or no sign of protest. Well, we're joined now by the project's developer, Sharif El-Gamal. Welcome to the Leonard LoPate Show for today's second backstory segment. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You know, this was one of those stories you just couldn't avoid a year ago, especially if you happen to watch Fox News, which is, I actually watch Fox News when I get tired of watching the news. Tell me, were you sort of surprised that, you know, a year later, sort of open and nothing really happened that was too dramatic? Were there any, was anyone there with a sign? Or?
No, there was, it was very peaceful. It was an incredible night. You know, I heard that close to 600 people showed up. It was refreshing for us to finally start telling the story of Park 51 and what our goals and what our dreams and what our ambitions are. So it was, you know, it was very humbling to be able to open the doors yesterday and just to start letting everybody see a little glimpse into what the future of this project holds.
Well, for those of us who weren't there, what is Park 51 going to do? What are the kind of activities and programs that you're going to have going on there?
Well, we're just getting started, and last night we a year ago when things were pretty out of control, I met this photographer who had this project. His name is Danny Goldfield, and he had this project that he had been working on of taking pictures of children that live in New York City, and he had taken 170 pictures of different children that live in New York from 170 different countries. And when I heard about this project, immediately I said to him, Danny, have you exhibited anywhere? And he said, no. I said, well, then you have to be the first exhibit that we do here. And, you know, that is reflective of Park 51, the Islamic Community Center, and the diversity, the inclusion, and the spirit that is going to guide us forward. My and the team's inspiration for this project has really been the Jewish Community Center on the Upper West Side and YMCAs.
The JCC.
No, the JCC on 76th and Amsterdam.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was our inspiration, our greatest inspiration, because, you know, that building is an expression of inclusion and openness, and we repeatedly would ask ourselves, as Muslims, why don't we have a real community center that's open to all people so that we could really start breaking these barriers that exist where people just don't understand who we are. And that was the project that we had proposed to the community board, which loved the idea and still loves the idea. The chairwoman, Julie Menon, was at the opening yesterday, again reiterating her support and the community board's support. And there was just something not normal that happened last year in respect to this project.
Well, let's talk about that not normal thing. It's always more interesting to talk about not normal things anyway. But you have this idea for doing sort of a, you know, Islamic JCC. I love that term.
That's what it is.
Let's go down to the Islamic JCC today and see what they've got going on. This center was called variously Ground Zero Mosque, a nice inflammatory term, a Victory Mosque it was called, and this is called from people including called this by people including Newt Gingrich, who I guess is a running for president. I haven't checked lately.
I'm scared.
What was your response? Did you just wake up one morning and say, whoa, I didn't know it was a Ground Zero Mosque?
No, it was, you know, we, this project has an interesting story because it's an evolution of myself and other team members that have been a part of this project. But, you know, after 9/11, you know, personally, I reconnected with my faith and I started praying in a mosque four blocks from the World Trade Center. And this mosque, unfortunately, got evicted in May of 2009. And close to 3,000 people got displaced. And we were able to secure this building and open up its doors in September of 2009 and immediately solve literally a crisis. People were praying on the streets. Muslims pray five times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to open up the mosque component of the building. And when we opened up the mosque, we said to ourselves, well, what if we were to take the rest and try to build an Islamic community center like a JCC? And that's where we decided to take our plans to the community board and to the local elected officials. And the response was overwhelmingly positive and supportive. But the point when we woke up that day in the morning was literally after that first community board meeting on May 6th. You know, on May 5th, we went into our local community board voluntarily and shared with them our ideas and our dreams and our hopes. And they loved it. 16 people voted unanimously in favor of the project. The next day, I think Fox or the New York Post or somebody picked it up and they started spinning it. And it just started getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And we were just watching. We didn't know what to do. And all the advice that we were getting was, don't get involved in this right now because it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm Andy Borowitz. I'm in for Leonard Lopate. And I'm talking to Sharif El-Gamal. He is the developer behind Park 51. You've all heard of that. It's the Islamic Community and Cultural Center in Lower Manhattan. We're at WNYC and WNYC.org. Okay, so you got the advice, don't get involved in the controversy. But you had to say some things, didn't you? And didn't you have to speak out?
We did, but again, there was also some internal confusion, which has all been ironed out now at this point. But a lot of the experts that have seen things like this had never seen such an amount of error and inaccuracies being reported in respect to a project. So regardless, you know, today we've opened our doors, we've held our ground and we've opened our doors yesterday, and it was just a very proud moment for all of us because this project, New York City Children, which is open right now, and I believe today is the first day that it's open to the public, is really an expression of the diversity of our city. But it's also an expression of what this project holds, what the future of this project holds. And today, Lower Manhattan has evolved into a residential neighborhood from a commercial business district. And there are so many services that are lacking. And we as Muslims want to start giving back to our city and providing those services just like other communities, just like the Jewish community provides services, just like, you know, the Christian community provides services. I believe that we're at a point right now where we want to start getting more involved and we have a responsibility because if you saw what happened last year, a lot of people don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who we stand for. They don't know who our prophet is, Muhammad, you know, that we believe in all the prophets, there's just so much inaccuracies and it's time for us to start really speaking for ourselves. And that's what this project is about. It's a bricks and mortar facility where people can start coming in, starting now with this exhibition. The mosque is also open next door. And that's serving today for the last 2 years. That's been serving thousands of New Yorkers and Muslims who need a place to pray. And this is just the beginning of the project.
What do you see as the long-term prognosis for this becoming a center, sort of like what the 92nd Street Y is on the Upper East Side, which started as a Jewish-oriented and still is a Jewish-oriented institution? Is that your ultimate goal? Do you think that you can bring a diverse audience into this?
Absolutely. I mean, our culture and our heritage is so rich and has so much to offer. And unfortunately, we have not been expressing who we are through programs and through activities, just like the Jewish Community Center that you've described. The 92nd Street Y, and that's the ultimate goal. Right now, in being able to open up this physical space, we also felt it so important to do that so that we could also start demystifying what this project is about.
Right.
and really to have people now come into a physical space, start interacting with one another, and also for us now to really start rolling up our sleeves and getting stakeholders and sponsors and building board of directors and really.
You're on the right track. Unfortunately, we have to go. I wish we could talk longer. I've been speaking with Sharif El-Gamal about last year's controversy over the Park 51 Cultural Center and Mosque located near Ground Zero and last night's opening of the center. And Sharif is featured in the new Frontline documentary, The Man Behind the Mosque, that airs on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on PBS. Sharif, thank you for joining us for today's Second Backstory.
I'm very honored to be here, and thank you for having me.